It is Tuesday, August 13th, 2013. From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The Fort Smith Symphony celebrates its 90th year in Arkansas during the 2013-2014 season. Season tickets are now available. Works include Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, Wagner's Ring, and the Canadian Brass and the Living Christmas Card. Tickets and more information are available at 452-7575 or fortsmithsymphony.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, trying to weigh all the factors that could have an effect on Arkansas's economy for the rest of 2013 and into 2014, including home sales, employment numbers, civic infrastructure, the Farm Bill, and more. Roby Brock hosts a roundtable to discuss the state of the state's economy.
Plus, we continue our series on what the Affordable Care Act may mean for Arkansas with a report from Jacqueline Froelich about how an insurance company is preparing for change. And our monthly wrap-up of visual arts in the region includes the Goop Troop.
First, as plans for a new veterans home move forward, Governor Mike Beebe says options are still open. While at the Arkansas State Veterans Cemetery yesterday, the governor spoke about possible future locations for the veterans home meant to replace a Little Rock facility that was shut down due to disrepair. Previously, a task force announced they were considering four locations: Fort Smith, Russellville, Benton, and Jacksonville. Little Rock not among the proposed sites, but yesterday Governor Beebe said options are not limited to just those four sites.
We're not limited to those four. So anybody else that wants to present a proposal, if it ends up being better in the eyes of the people that make that decision, will be considered. So it's not down to just those four. Those four certainly have a leg up, and rightfully so. They were screened by a committee, but we've made it very, very clear that there wasn't an artificial cutoff date.
The task force charged with making recommendations meets again in September to craft recommendations to be presented on October 31st to state lawmakers.
Upset parents turned to the Board of Education yesterday to try to get denied school transfer requests overturned. The newly enacted Public School Choice Act of 2013 allows for transfers unless a district claims exemption due to involvement in desegregation court cases. The previous School Choice Act was overturned by a 2012 court ruling that claimed racial demographic formulas aimed at desegregating schools were unconstitutional. Brenda Gullett, the chair of the Board of Education, says the board doesn't have the authority or access to evaluate districts claiming exemptions.
We said, is there any way to know which districts this DSEG is legitimate and how many total are there? And he said that possibly he could get that list for us, but that, you know, districts are not always forthcoming about that. Arkansas is so interesting that we have such local control. So the state does not have any sort of system of oversight like you would think.
Gullett says she wants the legislature to reassess how they determine the level of involvement and cooperation in desegregation cases, to make sure schools are not becoming more segregated in the process, and to focus on criteria like academic standing. She says ideally schools would all perform at satisfactory levels, negating much of the desire for transfers.
The Hotel Seville in Harrison is again on the market. The property, originally built in the 1920s, is owned by Cornerstone Bank of Eureka Springs, who repossessed the property in October of last year. Charlie Cross, the bank president of Cornerstone Bank, says prior to reopening the hotel earlier this year, capital improvements were made, such as paving the parking lot and refurbishing some of the rooms.
The previous owners had some long-term tenants in there that we also honored their leases on, which delayed us somewhat in being able to get it back open. And then we went through a process of interviewing and vetting some property management companies and then finally decided on Beechwood Properties out of Little Rock, and we've been very pleased with them. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a struggle, but not too bad because the property had undergone a major renovation and was in, for the most part, great shape. It was just a matter of kind of a shave and haircut type stuff to get it back open. And then here within the last 2 weeks, we finally got it officially listed.
Cross says the current listing, which has the asking price of $1.8 million, is a different kind of opportunity than when the hotel was previously on the market.
Someone can walk into a property, which is, for the most part, most all the work has been done. The rooms are in very good shape and recently renovated. We just repaved the parking lot and did a lot of things. We just moved a new restaurant into the property, Foley's at the Seville, that we leased to a gentleman there in Harrison locally, and that's off to a good start. So I think this listing's a lot different because of the condition of the property and the extensive renovation the property has been under, as whereas before it may have been sold and it's not dilapidated, but a little bit worse condition, and that's the whole difference there.
Cross says while it's sometimes difficult to read the real estate market, he's confident a suitable buyer will surface as the listing price is slightly lower than the previous owners were asking, and the property is a staple of downtown Harrison.
The Arkansas Education Department started a campaign yesterday warning drivers to be careful around school buses. School starts later this month, and with that begins the running of nearly 7,000 school buses that the state uses to transport more than 250,000 students to and from school every day. Mike Simmons, transportation manager for the Department of Education, says drivers that pass stopped school buses pose a great danger to student safety.
The illegal passing is an extreme problem, not just here in Arkansas, but nationwide. We participate every year in a survey, a one-day illegal passing survey that the National Association of State Directors started 3 years ago. And on that one day, this past May, we had, right at 600 illegal passings on that one day.
The campaign was proposed by Representative James Ratliff of Imboden and focuses on urging drivers to exercise caution around school buses and involves radio and TV segments across the state.
Traffic in downtown Fayetteville will get a bit interesting in the coming weeks. Not only does move-in begin Friday for students at the University of Arkansas, but the university this morning announced a utility relocation project will disrupt traffic flow for motorists and pedestrians using William Street and Duncan Avenue. Through August 23rd, the intersection of Williams and Duncan will be closed. Access to the Harmon Avenue parking garage and other lots south of the physics building will require use of Harmon Avenue. Duncan Avenue will reopen in phase two of the project that begins in late August, but work will continue along William Street through mid-October. The entire project will wrap up sometime in late January.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar, a Republican formerly of Rogers who recently relocated to his hometown of Mansfield, has announced his intentions to run for U.S. Congress. Dar is seeking the 4th District seat in the U.S. House, which will be vacated by Congressman Tom Cotton, who is opposing Democrat Senator Mark Pryor. With Lieutenant Governor Dar jumping onto the race, the 4th District is already overflowing with potential candidates and a possible primary on both sides of the aisle. State Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs has indicated interest in running for the seat, as has Beth Ann Rankin of Magnolia, both Republicans. On the Democrat side, potential challengers include Janice Percival, a historian from Hot Springs, and State Senator Bobby Pierce of Sheridan. Dar's announcement for the 4th District race also opens up the Lieutenant Governor's office for potential Republican candidates, including State Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville, Representative Andy Mayberry of East End, and Representative Kelly Link of Yaleville. Highway Commissioner John Burkhalter remains the lone Democrat running for Lieutenant Governor.
Mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas tonight with lows in the lower 60s, lows in the upper 60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s in northwest Arkansas. Mid-80s for the Arkansas River Valley, slight chance of showers tomorrow. And for Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows from 56 to 62.